SBS தமிழ்.
Greetings, Lynn Sully.
Good morning. Well, hello.
The New South Wales Department of Education has provided some funding to the New South Wales Education Standards Authority. Can you elaborate on that, please?
The New South Wales Education Standard Authority received funding from the Department of Education as part of the Premier's recently announced $10 million to support community languages education. The department provided our organisation with funding to develop 5 community languages syllabuses for kindergarten to year 10. We are using that funding to develop Hindi, Persian, Punjabi, Macedonian and Tamil syllabuses for kindergarten to year 10. New South Wales has one of the most comprehensive language programs in the world. We have 83 courses in 36 languages, including an Aboriginal languages course. Now there will be 22 kindergarten to year 10 courses when these 5 are developed. We have a government, a New South Wales government, and a premier who is committed to community languages education. And all of our syllabuses support the fact that the learning of languages goes just beyond the language itself. It broadens students' horizons, helps with literacy development. We are teachers of not only language, but teachers of literacy as well. Languages can contribute to social cohesion, is a national resource. We also conduct student voice sessions. We go to schools and we ask students why they are learning a language and what do they hope to gain. Invariably, the students tell us the reason they want to study a language is to connect with their culture, to be able to speak to their grandparents in the language of their grandparents, and keep in contact with other family members who may not be in Australia. They talk about helping society with their newfound skills. They'll be able to translate for other family members, and in that way, they can help the community. It really goes down to helping society. They really see that as one of the benefits. Some students tell us that they learn a lot about literacy because we're discussing the way language is structured. We're looking at the way language is written, how texts are formed, how they're structured, how language is sequenced. They learn about the role of language and culture. This helps with social cohesiveness. Students can quickly articulate that reason for learning languages, and that's one of the things that we are really proud of in what we can provide in New South Wales. We are developing kindergarten to year 10 syllabuses for Hindi, Persian, Punjabi, Macedonian and Tamil.
Where are you at with it, and what's your time frame?
As you're aware, the Premier announced in December of last year the $10 million funding. The Department of Education have negotiated with us to produce the 5 syllabuses by February of next year. And we're hoping that to be able to get them approved by the Minister early next year as well.
Right. How far have you gone and what had been the response from the community?
To date, we have held 2 consultation meetings, one at Bankstown and one at Prospect. We still have 2 more to go, one at Parramatta, and we'll be going to Cogra next week. We also have surveys on our website. Parents or teachers or anyone in the community can send in a written submission, and we encourage you to do so, to provide feedback on the quality of the draft syllabuses in the hope that they will be improved.
Till when can individuals and organisations give you feedback?
Up until the 18th of November. So they can still come to one of the 2 meetings or send us in a written submission or do the survey. We also have a targeted consultation meeting at the Saturday School of Community Languages. That's not for the public, it's for teachers of that school, so it's targeted. And we're hoping to get all teachers of Tamil, Punjabi, Macedonian, Persian and Hindi at that meeting. And it is just for that school. And we will get some more feedback as well. We'll also be holding a targeted consultation meeting for special education. All our syllabuses include content for students who undertake life skills. Those students are generally have intellectual disability. We hold special meetings for special education teachers to provide us with feedback on those aspects of the syllabus. We will also be holding a targeted consultation meeting for Aboriginal teachers, and they will provide us with feedback on representations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures and histories.
What will happen once the consultation is finished?
Once the consultation is finished, our process is very thorough. We then take account of all of the feedback we receive. We amend the draft syllabuses accordingly. After that, we have a number of specialist people review the syllabuses again for primary education, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander review, special education review, and we'll also get in language experts to review the language examples for accuracy, for appropriateness and suitability. Following that, we have a number of committees, the Board Curriculum Committee, our NESSA Curriculum Committee, who must endorse and recommend the syllabuses to the Minister. In New South Wales, the Minister approves every single syllabus to be taught in New South Wales. It's a very, very thorough process. So we're hoping that early next year, syllabuses will be ready for the Minister to approve.
Are there any mechanisms for the New South Wales Education Standards Authority to liaise with other state bodies on initiatives like this?
New South Wales collaborates with other states and territories to offer a number of community languages, particularly for the high school certificate, not in the kindergarten to year 10 space. However, should another state wish to approach Education Standards Authority to have a look at our curriculum, I couldn't see why there would be a problem that we couldn't collaborate with another state. But we have that collaboration at the senior years level, not so much in the kindergarten to year 10.
If someone who is listening to your interview now wants to actively participate or contribute in the process, what would you recommend that he or she does?
Firstly, I would encourage them to attend a meeting, one at Parramatta and at COGRA, to provide us with feedback. We're happy to receive verbal feedback in that way. And also teachers and parents are able to connect with other teachers and parents of Tamil to talk through the syllabus and what it looks like and what the implications are for them. I would encourage them to send in a written submission and to more carefully go through our website and have a look at the things that we provide. That would be one way of engaging with the work that we do here.
Are you in a position to say how good the participation had been so far?
The Tamil community have been very engaged with our processes. I've worked previously with the Tamil community and presented at the Tamil Teachers Conference earlier this year. Generally speaking, the Tamil community really are looking forward to the new syllabus and are very, very excited that we are finally producing a syllabus for Tamil.
Ms. Sully, I may be able to share this interview with other language groups like Macedonian and Punjabi and Hindi. How would you describe their participation in this process?
All the language groups are equally excited, I would say. It means a lot that they have their language recognized as a syllabus in this way.
Thank you, Ms. Lynn Sully, for your time and your valuable contribution. Thank you very much.
Finally, I would like to wish all students of Tamil every success in the future, and I would like to thank you for your interest in languages and the learning of Tamil.
SBS Tamil Facebook-ஐ லைக் செய்வதுடன் நிகழ்ச்சிகள் பற்றிய கருத்துக்களை நமக்கு அறிய தாருங்கள்.